Welcome to Awakening Plus. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. This is a free public event called Divinely Directed. And what we're doing here tonight is first we'll set up our sacred container and call an embodied awakening, and then we'll just relax and see what the divine has for us. In this event, typically there's a subtle field held, and each of us receives whatever we most need, whether that's awakening or healing or some kind of spiritual experience. It's all very customized by the beautiful allies who hang out with us. And this should be equally powerful for you, whether you're doing this live or after the fact on the recording. So I always ask a couple of requests when you're participating in these events, whether you're live or on the recording. First is, please do only this. If you're multitasking, it's going to detract from your experience. And because you are part of the weave of the energy, the quality of your attention actually affects everybody else as well. So for your sake and for the others, please do only this. If you're a member and cannot focus on it right now, whether you're live or on the recording, please come back when you can spare the time to give it your full attention. However, if you're in the process anyway and unexpectedly you cannot complete the process before we close the container, then just ask the allies to ease you out. They'll kind of ease you out of the container and you'll be able to exit without disrupting the energy. So let's set our field. As I call in the directions and allies, my suggestion to you is that you just relax and just feel the energy moving in your body if you have that level of awareness. And if you do not have that level of awareness, then just relax and feel the breath coming and going on its own. In our work tonight, your passivity is what will give you the most benefit, because your ego really has no idea what it needs compared to what the allies know, your divine self and the beautiful beings we work with. Alrighty. So I invite you now to close your eyes. And I'm going to call the directions and then call the allies. You may not recognize all the allies I call. However, I'll assure you they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent.
Mama Kia, we're a coach. Inti, Kuiti,
I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs, higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in front of us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sama. I call my elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Now I'm going to lead you through embodied awakening, which will help you have the best possible experience during the rest of the call. In embodied awakening, metaphorically, your body is like a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine will drive. If at any point your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, your ego can slide right over, take the wheel on the spot. Your divine will step out with no fuss and your ego will be back in control. I tell you this so your ego will feel comfortable letting the divine take a spin. There's no risk, no danger. It's all instantly reversible if you don't care for it. Among the benefits of embodied awakening are much more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you can just know what to do through intuition more. And there's a lot more bliss. So in a moment, I'll have you speak directly to your higher self. State the following words out loud if you can. Do them silently if you must. You are muted, so no one's going to hear you on this call anyway. And I'm going to just make doubly sure that no one will be unmuting by accident. All right, we're all good on the technical side. So let's have you speak directly to your higher self, the part that created your human self. Please now repeat the following words to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become passive. Just if you can feel energy moving in your body, just passively observe that energy moving. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. And that's it. You're going to have the best outcome if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel what's happening on its own, whether that's the energy moving or the breath coming and going. If you should become distracted, at some point you'll notice that. So don't fight or try to change the distraction. Let it be as it is with no resistance. consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest, and return your attention to feeling the energy move or the breath come and go. If that distraction remains, that's okay. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final invitation is to discover how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So for a moment, I invite you to drop your focus and simply exist for a moment, starting now. We let it all go and relax completely. No chosen focus, just whatever happens is fine. Completely passive. I'm able to perceive the overall effect that everyone's having, either live or on the recording. And I'm feeling some people moving into embodied awakening. So how would you know if you're getting there? Four things will be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's what you're experiencing, congratulations, you're in embodied awakening. And just relax there. You just being in that space is going to help everybody else, regardless of whether you're live or on the recording. It all mixes up across time and space on these calls. So if at zero effort, you have any awareness of your focus, whether that's energy or breath, then zero effort is enough and stay at that level. If at zero, you've lost the awareness of energy or breath, then start adding very small bits of effort until you've got just barely enough effort happening to regain awareness of energy or breath. The idea obviously being to use the least effort that gets the job done. In this kind of work, excess effort slows things down. So if you can get it done at zero effort, that's optimal. It's no problem if you have to use a little effort, but don't use any more than needed. So take a moment and find that bare minimum effort level to have that awareness of energy or breath. Yeah, I can feel a lot more people easing into embodied awakening. That's great. You get there, just relax and exist. Once you're in embodied awakening, it does hold itself, so no further efforts needed. Nice. Okay, we have enough people in embodied awakening that we're going to move forward. Even if you didn't get fully into embodied awakening, even if you got partway there, that's still good. We'll take some. Some is better than none. So now I invite you just to relax and open to whatever your highest good is. In fact, a super simple invocation for an occasion like this is simply the words, highest good be done. So if you'd like to say that out loud or silently, highest good be done, speaking to the beautiful divine beings here, feel free to do that if you wish. Highest good be done. And that's your way of saying to the divine, hey, I get that you know so much better than my human self does what serves me here. It might be a deepening of my spiritual awakening. It might be the release of heavy energy in my field. It might be some particular spiritual experience or something else entirely. But I open and request that whatever does serve my highest good happen now. That's the gist of what you mean when you say, highest good be done. So my invitation moving forward here is to continue being fully passive. If no effort is enough to stay aware of whatever's happening for you, then stay at zero. If you need a little bit of effort to feel whatever's happening, that's fine. We now lift the restrictions of the invocations where it's just about feeling energy or breath, now open to whatever you're experiencing. And just be with whatever happens. The divine and your higher self will now be giving you whatever experience serves you best. And I recommend you remain passive, just allowing energy to move on its own. Directing a really high vibration event like this is above your ego's pay grade. It's built for, physical 3D stuff. This is way beyond that. So the wise ego in this circumstance says, okay, I'm in over my head. I'm going to relax. And I know I've got my higher self and these beautiful allies here to serve me. They're more than happy to do that. And in fact, they cannot serve me fully unless my ego relaxes and allows them to do whatever serves me. It's like when I go into an ayahuasca ceremony. The intelligence of that medicine is so vastly greater than Benjamin's ego. Most of the time, I don't even ask for a particular thing anymore because she always gives me what I need. And most of the time, it's not what I asked for. And yet, it's so much better than what I had requested. And that energy is here tonight. You heard me call ayahuasca in, along with all those other dozens of beautiful high vibration energies. They're only here trying to help you. So if your ego can relax, humble itself, just be open to whatever gifts want to come to you. And they can only come to you if you're really passive and just opening and allowing. We're in a safe container. Whether you're live or on the recording, that container is surrounding you. Even if you're on the recording, these divine beings are here with you right now in real time. The event may be recorded in the past, but the allies are here now. Relax and please let them help you. So at this point, each person is going to have their own unique experience. I will continue reporting what I'm experiencing, which will be what a significant percentage of folks are experiencing. But it could well be that at any given moment, you're experiencing something different than what I'm describing. Please don't try to match my description. Stay with what your experience is. And there may be periods of silence. And just know that I'm still here, still in the field. I'm not going to yammer just to yammer. So if there's silence, just relax, be with your experience, and allow it to be what it is. Yeah, I'm starting to feel subtle divine energy coming into my physical body more strongly. My body's starting to feel more like energy than solid matter. I'm feeling a fair amount of effort in the field. And in a blended space like this, even one person overexerting can slow it down for everybody. So just being part of this live or on the recording carries a certain responsibility. So I request to each and every one of you hearing me right now, live or on the recording, let go, relax, simply be. If you are somehow distracted or you cannot give your full attention to this right now, please exit the event. And then if you're a member, come back later to the recording when you can give it full attention. So please just relax, be fully passive, just feel what's happening on its own. And some people would benefit by relaxing even more. Full surrender. Simply being, in fact, the theologist saying, yes, everyone right now, please just be, drop all effort and just let happen whatever needs to happen right now. Just open to whatever your experience is, not trying to change anything right now. That's a lot better. There's still some effort, though. So double check to see if there's any effort remaining. I mean, if you need effort to keep your body upright, that's okay. But any effort of controlling the inner experience, could you just let that go? Just be, please. That's feeling better. Thank you. I know for some of you who are accustomed to ego-directed methodologies where the ego is always visualizing and doing something, a full relax like that is not easy sometimes. I get it. My early experiences were full of effort and complexity. And once ayahuasca taught me about the complete surrender, though, I've always preferred that as my way into the inner worlds. So relax, just exist. Yeah, it's feeling a lot better now. Thank you all so much. Yeah, now thanks to everyone relaxing, I'm now more aware of our blended field. It's still kind of subtle. But if you have inner sensitivity, you may notice that beyond our human parts in the inner world where it's all just an energy field, some of us are starting to blend together. This transcends and includes our human individual experience. So for some of us, there's a part of you that's aware of your human self, individual and separate. And at the same time, there may be an increasing awareness of this next level up where you're blended with others. And in this field, there is no individual. It's like soup. There might have been individual ingredients that went in, but then it all went through the blender and it's all just one puree. So the part of you that's in that beautiful blended puree, there's a deep bliss and ecstasy there. At that level, there is no individuated you. It's just a beautiful blended field. And if your ego is concerned, oh my God, all my secrets are going to be discovered. They'll know all about me. It's not how it works. The level this blending is happening at is totally transpersonal. There's no human personal information here. It's just a blending of divine consciousness. So you can allow this part of you to blend at this higher level and your human secrets are all still perfectly safe. Mm-hmm. Now it's going a little deeper. Yeah, it's getting a little subtler bit by bit. And I'm still in this blended field doing a little bit more effort than is optimal. So once again, double check yourself. Are you using any effort at all? Are you trying to control this experience in any way at all? And if so, I invite you just to release that and just be and see what shows up on its own. Just try it for a moment. See what you feel. Chances are it's going to feel even better. Sometimes I work with a Reiki master who's like, you know, mastered several levels and been certified in Reiki in certain ways. It's a beautiful system. And I'll be teaching them my method of flowing highest good energy. And they'll do their Reiki thing with the visualizing and say, yeah, feel that, how that feels. And they say, just try asking to be the conduit for the person's highest good and then just become passive and don't visualize or use any ego effort at all. Just totally relax and let the divine send that energy in the top of your head, not the front of your body. I'm not asking you to do this right now. I'm just giving you an example. And every single one, when they try both ways, said, wow, I'm surprised, but a lot more energy came through when my ego just rested passively. Because in that context, when you relax, the divine can totally play. The divine that's sending is aware of the effect on the receiving party or parties and can adjust the energies in real time, observing the effect of the energy on the recipient and adjusting it second by second. Color, frequency, where is it coming from, what beings are involved. The divine can just improvise that and just keep it all perfectly tuned up. There's no human that can, you know, second by second make those same adjustments as well. In the same way, here we are in our divinely directed process where second by second, the energy coming to you is shifting and frequencies are subtly changing and your higher self and all the allies that are here are paying close attention to you and they're seeing in their higher level of wisdom, oh, that's what they need in this nanosecond and giving it to you in that split second of time. So if you want the divine to be able to help you, whether you need healing or awakening or a certain experience, when you're relaxed, when you're open, when you're just letting it happen, then the divine can do that for you. But if you're using effort, if you're trying to make it happen a certain way, you've exercised free will, and that requires these divine helpers to step back and do less or maybe even do nothing. Because as long as you're trying to do it from your human level, you lock them out. So I used to do that a lot myself, but I've learned the hard way. Wow. If I want to give myself a minimal and, you know, less helpful experience, I'll try to do it myself from ego. And if I want the best possible outcome, receiving benefits that I couldn't even have conceived of from the human level, then I'm going to relax and open and let the divine do it for me. I delegate my awakening. I delegate my healing. I delegate my inner experience to that part of me that can do it better than my human self can. So that's my invitation to you right now. Relax, allow, let these beautiful beings show you what they can do for you. They're happy to do it. Yeah, that's feeling really good now. Well done, folks. You may be feeling that your body has a significantly nicer energy in it now, just for the last several seconds. And the more you relax and allow, the more sweet it's going to get. Another reason in this context you can relax and open fully is because your higher self is going to be keeping a super close eye on how much you can handle and will not allow more energy in than your human self can handle right now. It knows your capacity. It may stretch you a little, but it's not going to go over the top. No one gets overwhelmed doing an Awakening Plus process. So there's no need for you to filter or regulate or control. The invitation is to relax, open fully, and allow everything. It may feel challenging, it may feel ecstatic, it may feel challenging and ecstatic all at once. Just let it be what it is. Okay, for the first time I'm feeling some stronger healing energy in the field. Feel some heavier, unpleasant energy starting to get stirred up in my body. For most people, doing good shadow work is the fastest way to deepen your awakening. Because there's a part of you that's already completely awake, already dwelling in full bliss and ecstasy, already one with the divine. And your human self is separated from that part by old layers of unhealed wounds and traumas from this and previous lifetimes. So when you do a good piece of shadow work and one of those layers of the onion falls off permanently, that takes your human self to a deeper awakening. I call this the great onion of consciousness. So if you're feeling something unpleasant happening, some challenging energy, just relax into that. Allow it to be processed by the intelligence of the divine. And know that once that thing does fall away, you're going to go up a level in consciousness, and that can become your new normal from then on. I've had so many awakenings since the big initial one. I don't expect to ever stop having them as long as I'm breathing. I think that's true for most of us in this lifetime. Just relax and allow the energy to move as it will, whether it feels challenging or blissful. Just be with whatever's happening. Your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble like mine is right now. That's all fine. Just allow that. Sometimes people need to cry or holler or even scream or, you know, pound their fists on a pillow. Depends what's coming up. So I encourage you to allow your body to do whatever it feels naturally called to do. Don't impose an action from your ego, but if your environment supports it, just let the body do what it wants. Yeah. So the healing vibe is dropping down, and now I just noticed a uptick in bliss, and there's some more healing. Yeah, so they're clearing some energy through. Let that flush out. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know how it got there. Just relax and exist. Let the energy move on its own. Yeah, there's quite a bit of healing in the field now. again, your experience might be different. If so, go with whatever your experience is. But I think a lot of us are having a lot of heavy energy moving through us now. And they're showing me that actually, because there's so many of us, last I checked, there were 45 people on the live call, plus more on the recording. Many hands make light work. So some who are releasing heavier energy, it would be too much for them, but the work is being distributed among others who are capable of processing on behalf of others. No one will be called upon to do this until they're good and ready. And they'll only get as much heavy energy as they can work with, or perhaps better put, as they will allow the divine to work with on their behalf. In all the years I've done intention monic ceremonies, after a few years, I stopped having a preference for whether a ceremony was all about bliss and ecstasy or whether it was a really grueling slog with a whole lot of heavy stuff being released. If it was blissful, that was obviously a wonderful experience. And if it was heavy, that was awesome too, because all that heaviness being cleared helped me move to a higher level of awakening and hold that level moving forward. Because every healing well done clears more of that stuff away that's keeping your ego separate from your full deepest awakening. What we're doing here tonight is letting our higher selves do the shadow work for us. Our egos relax. They just become really passive. And the intelligence of that divinity comes in and takes care of everything that's challenging, if we let it. And of course, it does this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Some of us on the soul level chose certain challenges, be they physical, emotional, mental, or whatever, in order to learn certain lessons or have certain unique experiences the soul needs. Some can be healed, and there's times when an impediment is designed to last for a whole lifetime and there's no healing it. Then the lesson becomes acceptance. If you're not sure which it is, it's sure worth a shot to heal it. So let the divine work its magic, unless you know for sure that something is just there for the long haul. Yeah, the healing has stopped for me, and now I'm feeling a much sweeter vibration. It's strangely peaceful and intense all at the same time. But once you get into the inner worlds, paradoxes like that are common. Two things that couldn't coexist in the physical world can easily coexist at a higher level. So see if you're feeling that too. See if that healing round we went through has opened you to a new level of divine awareness. Just more bliss, more sweet, wonderful feeling vibration. See if that isn't your experience right now. Yeah, the blending and the group feels getting deeper and easier. You might be feeling even your physical body feels much more expansive, kind of like the what you are just kind of blends out into a field that keeps expanding endlessly. There's no end to it. You may feel like you just spread out into infinity. No boundary. It relax, it's going even deeper, subtler, just let go fully, zero effort. There's some, at least one person who's efforting, they've got an idea of what they think should happen. Please release that, let it go. Let the divine do it for you. That's better. Thank you. Can you relax even a level deeper? Can you let go completely right now? Can you let your experience be what it is, even if it's different than what I'm describing? And there's a very sweet blending in that higher field where we're all merged together, at least an aspect of us. And they're showing me there's even a level beyond that where some of us are conscious, not all. So whatever you're aware of, just be with it. Don't try to be aware in a level. You'll just simply spontaneously become aware in that level when it's time. Okay, so now I'm starting to feel my physical body a little more prominently. So it feels like the allies are, yeah, they're confirming it. They're phasing us back into a little more physical awareness. They're saturating your physical body with as much of this higher vibe as it can accommodate. So just relax, remain passive. And allow your physical vehicle to be upgraded. Yeah, a little more solid in 3D now, but it's a both and. Some or all of this higher vibration can come with you and merge into your physical body. It's entirely possible to walk around fully embodied and holding a really high state of spiritual awakening all at the same time. That's what they're helping you with right now. And however awake you are, there's always another level awaiting you. For some of us, there's a little heavy energy in the body that needs to be released to allow this higher vibration to come in. I remember years ago in an ayahuasca ceremony, the first time an ascended master merged into my body. He got halfway in, and then I spent the next 2 hours massively purging out both ends to get out the heavy things that were blocking his full merging with me. But once he merged, it was amazing. Probably nothing on that scale is happening to you right now, but if there's some heavy energy being flushed out to allow this higher vibration to integrate in, just allow whatever clearing needs to happen. Try not to have a preference about it, just allow. The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. They're continuing the slow methodical integration of this higher frequency into your physical body. Just relax and allow that. The more passive you are, the quicker it happens. Remember once again that this is above your human self's pay grade. It simply doesn't have the mastery to work with subtle, fine-tuned frequencies like this, but your higher self can do it easily. So let your ego relax and let the divine do it for you. Yeah, I'm feeling a little more solid in my physical body, even though my body feels more like energy than flesh. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. I sure feel pretty blissful in my physical field, though. So in a moment, I'm going to call the directions and close the sacred container. That point, if you have other things you need to do, feel free to depart live on the recording, but you're also welcome to hang around while we take a few minutes for feedback and Q&A. So please hang out at least until I finish calling the directions and dismissing the allies. Actually, they're telling me one more thing we'd like to do before I shut things down. Allies, may the good medicine we have generated with this work now radiate out to all beings who will benefit from this energy. Let it be so now. There it goes. So the energy we've generated is now radiating out to all beings it'll serve. And nothing is lost to us. When you share, it comes back and multiplies. So simultaneously, the energy is radiating out to other beings, and guess what? We are among the beings who are receiving the energy too. It's a both and, giving and receiving at the same time. So notice how your frequency is being helped by this incoming energy. They're saying just a moment longer, they're radiating a little bit more. There we go. Okay. Now I call the directions.
Pachamama Namakia Wirakotam Inti.
Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thanks for the healing and awakening and everything else. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, please remain with those people for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent serves highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? Okay, the sacred container is closed. Quick note to those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, we do a certain number of free calls, but about half of our Zoom calls are members only, and only members get that archive of getting on close to 350 archived events, which were all just as effective on recording as they were live. There's a 16-part Invocation Masterclass forum. You can get an accountability partner. A lot of cool stuff in Awakening Plus. If you want to try it, it's $1 for 30 days. If you continue membership, it'll default to $19 a month. If that's more than you can do, just ask for the $9 a month. You get exactly the same thing for about half the rate. And you can learn all about that at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. If you want to work with me individually, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Check all that out there. So let's open the gates for feedback. I see there's already been some typing. And let me allow speaking. So now anybody can unmute themselves and just jump in and speak if you'd like to share something verbally. And I'll also be sharing whatever's... Oh, there's Anjali. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Tonight was amazing. I got a thunderstorm going outside, and I think it just super activated everything. But so much shadow work emotions came up that just I sobbed through most of the session, and then just had this peaceful, strong bliss flow that came through that just supported. So a fantastic, fantastic session tonight. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you had an intense experience. Thank you, Anjali. Are you feeling okay now?
I am. It was what I needed.
Awesome.
It was what I needed. I love it. I love going through those shadows. It just every time it's just better and better.
Yeah. No end to it. Thank you so much for that great feedback. Anjali's been with us a long time. He's one of the members whose testimony was in the info page for Awakening Plus. All right. So anyone else can speak at any point, but until that happens, I'm going to share some of what's been typed in here. Let me broaden this out so I can read it more easily. So, oh, wait, Richard would like to share. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good. This is the first session of this sort that I've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to admit that it was unbelievably more than what I was expecting.
Yay. So,
I can hardly describe it. I'm still tingling.
Ha, ha, ha. Sweet.
I'm a materialist by nature, so this surprised me.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard.
In a good way?
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
Very much so. Thank you.
You're welcome. Feel free to come back anytime.
I will.
Sweet. Thank you, Richard. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you wanted to speak to?
No, just that I feel probably 10,000 times better than I did a couple hours ago.
Wow. All right, we'll take that. Thanks. Yeah, after I started doing deep spiritual work, I heard a lot of people say things like, oh, it doesn't get any better than this. And I would say that myself sometimes, and I've changed my motto. It's now, it always gets better than this. And what I learned when I go into deep ceremonial space is the divine wisdom can open me to levels I had no idea were there. It can clear things I was oblivious to. And that's why I keep putting that emphasis on let the divine do it for you, because your ego just has no clue. One of my mottos that I believe to be true is a level of consciousness cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. And I'm sure you all have experienced you're at a certain level of, above others. That doesn't mean better. Just you're at a level others can't get to. But don't discount the probability that there are huge numbers of levels that you haven't got to yet and you're oblivious to. There's an awesome spiritual teacher named Adyashanti, non-dual teacher. And one of my favorite sayings from him is, if you have an awakening and it's what you were expecting, it's not a real awakening. Because there's no way to anticipate it. The awakenings I've had were always very surprising. There's no way to anticipate it. These are levels beyond mind anyway. You can't imagine them, but you sure know when you know them when they show up. So yeah, it's always sweet to get to that next surprising, awesome level. All right. Jeannie typed lovely energies, blissfully zoned into myself. Awesome. Thanks. The fabric of my field is organized into a, and she's got a bunch of hearts. That's great. Oh, into a calmer heart field. And then Catherine typed, thanks, Benjamin and everyone else. It was different tonight. Jangling, shaking, something working through, powerful windstorm too. Oh my gosh, there was no windstorm. Ha 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 ha. Or let me make sure I'm reading that right. Oh, she says powerful windstorm too. And then, oh my gosh, there was no windstorm. So I guess that was her internal experience, and she initially thought it was external. It's easy to confuse them sometimes. So that's everything that's been typed. So anyone else who'd care to share an experience or ask a question would love to have you chime in. Ashley is now typing, I felt a tugging on my third eye and couldn't stop stretching my body. Yeah, physical motion is fine if that's what the body wants to do. Oh, wow. Can y'all feel that energy right now? How sweet it's getting? Sometimes they give us bonus energy even after we close the container. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. So sweet. A lot of head buzz right now. Ashley says, mine won't stop. Why would you want it to? These allies are really smart. They'll give you what you need. But if you get to a point where the energy needs to stop because something needs to be dealt with in 3D and that's a requirement, they'll shut it down. They're very good about that. For some reason, I followed an awakened teacher for a while named John Mark Stroud. He lived here in Nashville, and then he started traveling out west. He's become sort of a vagabond. And he told a story of going to India. He was a follower for a while of Oneness University, is what it was called at the time, with Ama Bhagavan, the avatars that I call in when I do my call-ins. And he went there, did a month-long intense process designed to awaken you, and didn't awaken while he was there, but in the airport in India, on the shuttle bus between airport terminals, he had his awakening there. And it hit him like a brick, like a ton of bricks, and he managed to get home somehow. But he was so in this altered state that for 3 weeks he was pretty much non-functional. And he told a story on himself of, you know, being at home, standing naked in his closet, looking at the clothes. His idea had been to put something on when he went in there. And after half an hour, his wife comes and says, John Mark, are you okay? And he's just there blending with the clothes. He is the shirt. He is the pants. He is the socks. And, you know, he's just, you know, so blissed out and one with everything that he's not functioning very well. And he says he made a decision while he was in that process. He says, I'm not going to compromise the awakening. He says, my physical life will have to come to me. And so he, for about 3 weeks, he was just in a pretty much non-functional awakened state. But he says after about 3 weeks, he was able to still hold the awakening and then function in 3D again. But it took him quite a transition. Now, I believe that the divine allowed that because he had the luxury of being able to take those 3 weeks and just be in that state. My own experience has been that I've always got things to do. And so my awakening path has been more incremental. I'll get upticks for sure, but they don't make it so dramatic that I become non-functional. So I never got a big, huge quantum leap like John Mark, where you just couldn't function for a while, but they just keep them coming time after time. But they keep me functional because I do have a lot to do, and my life isn't structured in a way that I can just necessarily take 3 weeks off. No. All sorts of stories coming in tonight. Anyhow, so that's my input. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share or type? So Ellie just added, tonight is my first time joining, and I'm so thankful for this experience. I'm feeling so open as I continue to release. I feel an interesting sensation in my lower chakras, like they want me to do something. I'm learning to neither push it away nor to grasp at it, to just let my vessel be a vessel. Well, as soon as you have a sense of what they want you to do, then I recommend you do it. Also, they're inspiring me to add that lower chakras are all welcome too. This path includes everything, including your sexuality. So what happens for many is that as they awaken more, sex turns from just a physical five senses experience into a soul blending experience, where you become much more conscious of the energetics that you are, and you feel yourself blending with a partner. If you have a partner who also has that awareness and they can also experience their light body, then the bliss of sacred or tantric sex is just leagues beyond any physical pleasure you could have. Like with Spirit Song, my partner, even if we're not being sexual, even if we just take a moment and connect, feel each other's hearts connecting, eye gaze a little bit, the bliss of that, just standing there for a moment, fully clothed, just like taking a moment, we're just encountering each other in the house. That's better than most of the physical sex I've ever had. The level of, and the great thing too, is you can have a blissful connection with anyone. It's not a violation of your sexual monogamy to have a friend whom you feel that connection with, and you can feel that soul blending with them on the soul level. There's no infidelity there. So the more you wake up, the more you can feel that with certain individuals, and ultimately one can get to where you feel that with everyone, and you're just one with all things. I haven't got to that fully universal level yet, but I certainly feel that with certain people. So I'm quite the chatty Cathy tonight, but any other questions or comments? Okay, I'm getting a sense we might be moving toward closure. So last call for anything you want to type in the chat window or share verbally. Alice types, thank you so very much. Just figured out how to chat. Yay. Well, if you can chat, Alice, you're just my type. Ha ha ha. She said that was so very powerful. Yay. I'm glad. Okay. Final call. So if you want to share or ask anything, please do it right now before we close the session. And Alice added that she is hugely grateful. Well, please come back. If you're not yet a member, then you're welcome to all the free sessions. And of course, members can come to all of them. And the menu of items is always on astroshaman.com. And my homepage has several sections. The fourth section down has the more recent blog posts, and I make sure that the monthly schedule of Awakening Plus events is always visible in that fourth section down on the homepage. So go to astroshaman.com if you always want to see what events are coming up and whether they're members only or open to the public. There's a mix of both. All right, I think that's it. So grateful to all of you. Thanks so much for being here. So we'll wrap it up for tonight. And every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we do the newer support team calls. Those are always awesome. And a variety of other events on Wednesdays. And for those of you who are members, tonight is July 7, 2021. Tomorrow night, we do our monthly community support call at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern. We'll go for 90 minutes. And those who are members can connect first in a large group, and then we usually break out into smaller groups and share more intimately. So you're sure welcome to that if you are a member. Thanks again, everybody, and many blessings to you all. Oh, one last thing. I'm excited. I'm putting the finishing touches on a new course. It's going to be it's going to guide you through the internal family systems process, where you can go identify a part of you that's having problems and unburden it and reintegrate it. And I'm super excited to be finally getting, I wanted to do this for several months, and it should be in within a few days here. So excited to be about to add that to our course inside the membership. So anyhow, I'll stop talking and wrap it up. Thanks again, folks. Many blessings to you all, and goodbye for now.